Hello, Jill Healy Quintard talking for the Global Healing Exchange. Today I'm talking about colds and flus, if it's possible to actually exercise when you do have a cold or a flu. It's when you do have a cold and it's in the nasal passages and in the head, it actually is okay to do some exercise, but not intense exercise. But exercise that's mild and feels okay for you at the time. If you have a headache, of course, that's not going to be very comfortable. Breathing will help the headache though. But if you have blocked nasal passages and it has not moved down to your chest, then you can still quite comfortably exercise, but just taking it gently. There is an exercise, a yoga breathing technique that actually helps unblock nostrils, and that is the alternate nostril breathing. If your nostrils are very blocked, you may have an issue with this. But this is a very, very simple exercise. By placing thumb on one nostril, the finger between the eyebrows or third eye, and the other one ready to block off. So for instance, what we might do here is we'll inhale through the left nostril, block that one off, visualize third or between the eyes, and then exhale through the right nostril. Then inhale through your right nostril, block that off, third eye, and exhale through the left nostril. Now, a few rounds of that will have you breathing a little bit more freely. But if it's further down and it's on your chest, it is actually not safe to exercise at all, because it actually is really hard for the heart. If you've got anything going on with lung, mucus-filled lungs, coughs, deep flu symptoms, then to do exercise is actually more stressful than beneficial. But you can exercise just by relaxing and breathing, just finding a comfortable position, and then, as I was talking before, inhaling and outhaling in the nostrils for the alternate nostril breathing, or just taking some gentle breaths yourself, and maybe trying to fill the lungs up just a little bit and then exhaling. So if you find that you've got a lot of mucus on the lungs, just go with some breathing and expanding the lung capacity. You can expand the lung capacity by a few different exercises, and one is taking something underneath the back around the thoracic area, just taking it behind and taking yourself down onto the mat or floor and just opening up the chest a little bit and just breathing. And this is actually quite relaxing as well. Drop the arms down, knees are bent, and just go for some inhales and some exhales here, keeping broadened ribcage, opening up into the lungs. And this could help you with your breath, particularly if you do have a flu. Plus, it's quite relaxing. Close your eyes, inhaling and exhaling. And just relaxing. And actually, it's really good to use visualization. So visualize yourself clearing. Visualize yourself feeling better, what that feels like. And just let your body relax into what is actually happening to it. So we're inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the nose. And relaxing the body. So give yourself a few minutes at least of this. And then come on up. Come around and just give yourself a nice stretch into your spine. And then come on up to sitting. And we're inhaling again. Taking a deep breath. Bring your hands together and thank you.